Hi, my name is Jim Ryan, and this is my audio introduction to a community profile on sharpshooting indoor range. A community is not a single cohesive unit. It's actually made up of an amalgam of many smaller communities, which, in turn, are made up of various individuals with a plethora of different values and ideals. The firearm-owning community is made up of a wide variety of people, from the right side of the political spectrum all the way to the left, many different men, women, gay or straight, all types of races and religions own firearms for one reason or another. Most people's exposure to firearms is through movies or television. They see gun violence on the news because, as we all know, if it pleads, it leads, or they see it in the movies where only heroes and bad guys have guns. You never see a regular person in a sitcom or a comedy own a gun, and you rarely see women with one because it generally doesn't fit into the narrative of the genre. So it's counterintuitive for most people to think of normal people to own guns for fun, for sport, competition, hunting, or self-defense, because, as we've seen, only heroes or bad guys on TV have guns and only use them to shoot people. Though the shooting culture is very diverse, the venues that people are able to use to enjoy the hobby are, sadly, few and far between. They can seem hostile to some, and have high barriers to entry. Sharpshooting indoor range is a very welcoming and safe environment to use, and its owner, Robin Ball, who built the business from the ground up, has been catering to a very specific demographic of gun owners who is quickly becoming the fastest growing segment of the gun owning community, women. So take a minute, read my article, and watch the video, and enjoy.